If you or someone you love struggles with a gambling addiction, please call 1-800-GAMBLER today. And please, gamble responsibly. Hello, everyone, and welcome into another episode of Sports Betting by Dummies. I am your host, Patty Parlays, and with me as always is Diz. Diz, how's it going, buddy?
It's going great. Football's back, baby. I'm juiced for the NFL tonight and this weekend. So many teasers, so much action. I can't wait to get in this.
It's going to be electric. Let's just get right into it. So we're talking about today mainly NCAA football. We have the full slate of games coming up this weekend. And, of course, with it being NFL Thursday, we will be talking about the game one of the NFL. But let's start with college football, okay? There are two top 25 matchups this week that we're going to talk about. First one, Oregon versus Ohio State. Do you have anything you want to say on this before I just go on my whole spiel?
I think whatever the line is, which I don't know what it is, I bet it's not enough. I bet Ohio State pounces them. And I think a lot of the public will get carried away by week one. I think the fact that Ohio State ended up winning that game in the fashion they did, being down at halftime, shows you how good of a team Ohio State is. And also, I think their quarterback, his first game was in the rain. It was at Minnesota. For the composure to come back and win the way they did, I think Ohio State wins by 40.
Yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right. When I pick this, I will be picking Ohio State. The spread, I think, was minus 14.5 when I looked earlier today. So I don't love giving up two touchdowns here, but neither of these teams looked really great week one. Ohio State started slow versus Minnesota. They were down 14-10 at halftime. But then, of course, they turned it up on the second half. They ended up winning 45-31 and covering. Now, Oregon, on the other hand, came out against a Fresno State team that had already played a game. And Fresno State actually had the lead in the fourth quarter. But Oregon ended up coming back and winning 31-24 in a game where they were three touchdown favorites. But a big part of those games were injuries. So Minnesota's best running back got hurt in their game, allowing Ohio State to kind of get back into it. And then Oregon's star pass rusher also got hurt or was hurt, whatever the case may be. And he's actually questionable for this game. But I think regardless of if he plays or not this game, I think Ohio State's just too good and too physical and it won't matter. So I'm going to be taking Ohio State minus 14.5.
Yeah, that's a lock.
The next one, Diz, and this is probably the most interesting matchup here. We got Iowa versus Iowa State.
What's the spread?
So, oh God, I don't know. You talk. I'll look for it.
I just think I don't want to say overreaction. I think Iowa's really good. I think this is probably might be one of the best college football games all year. So I'm curious what the spread is. Is it at Iowa?
Hold on. I'm trying to find it. I mean, it's at Iowa State and the spread is 4.5 for Iowa State.
I think Iowa's defense might be unbelievable. 4.5 points seems like a lot. I might ride Hawkeyes plus 4.5.
Okay. So here's, and I actually cannot believe that this number, wait, no, it didn't. I was looking at the wrong one. Okay, never mind. But Iowa's obviously coming off a huge win against IU where their defense scored more points than IU's offense during that game. Now, I agree with you. Iowa's defense is tremendous. IU's offense was horrendous. I mean, there's just no
sugarcoating. Yeah, but that has to do with the defense.
No. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm not taking anything away from Iowa's defense. Iowa State, I kind of called it last episode. I said, I don't think that Iowa State is the team that they were last year, and they have high expectations coming in this year. Iowa State ended up only beating Northern Iowa by 6 points, winning the game 16-10 in a game where they were 31-point favorites. Now, I definitely think this is a huge overreaction game. Iowa looked great last week. Iowa State did not. I so badly wanted to take Iowa State here to fade the public, Diz, and I still might later on in the weekend. But you know where I'm going with this game, Diz.
Don't say it. Don't fucking say it. Don't say it.
I'm going with the under. I have to. How can you not take the under here? Iowa has not allowed more than 25 points in 23 straight games.
So take the plus 4.5. If they only give up 20 points, they're not going to lose by 5.
Iowa State is a defense-first team. They're a ground-and-pound team. They like to possess the ball. This game has the making of another 16-10 game. I don't care who wins. I don't need to care who wins. I'm going under 46.5.
I'm about to leave the chat.
Hey, that's your loss, but I do think it's going to be possibly the game of the year. I agree with you in that. And also, the thing that kills unders is overtime in college football, so let's just hope that doesn't happen.
I hope it does.
I know you do. Everyone hopes it does, except for those that are betting unders.
Yeah, because so you root against fun.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. But those two were the only top 25 matchups this week. But I have a full list of games that I have leans on or that I'm looking closely at. So Friday night, I got two of them. I got Coastal Carolina minus 25 versus Kansas, and then UTEP plus 26 versus Boise State. Those are two I'm looking closely at for Friday night. And then the rest of these for Saturday, I'm looking at IU over Idaho. Big bounce back for IU. Illinois plus 10 versus Virginia. Tulsa plus 13 versus Oklahoma State. Northern Illinois plus 7 versus Wyoming. MTSU maybe first half or plus 20 full game versus Virginia Tech. Rutgers minus 2.5 versus Syracuse. Toledo plus 17 versus Notre Dame. UAB Georgia under. Colorado plus 17 versus Texas A&M. Ball State plus 22.5 versus Penn State. Georgia Southern plus 7 versus FAU. Buffalo plus 13.5 versus Nebraska. Air Force minus 6 versus Navy. Alabama minus 100 versus Mercer. did you see what Nick Saban said?
No.
Basically, he said that the team, after that big win against Miami, they are like being cocky. They're celebrating. It was too hot one day, so they weren't at their best. And they're seeing stuff on the media and social media and all this other stuff. And so basically, he's saying his team was trash and they underperformed in their win against Miami. And they've only played one good half of football. And now they're playing against Mercer this week. And they think they can just, you know, take it easy. So basically, Alabama's going to win by 100 points versus Mercer this weekend.
What's the actual line? That was funny, though.
What is the actual line? I don't know. Let's see.
It doesn't really matter. They will win by 50.
Yeah.
It's probably like 46 or something.
I don't think it'll be that high, but it is possible. Alabama. Where's Alabama? Let's see.
It's great. Well,
anyways, I'll try to find it. I can't find it. Maybe they haven't released a line for it just yet because, you know, it's Alabama versus Mercer. But the rest of these, I got Texas minus 7 versus Arkansas, Eastern Michigan plus 26 versus Wisconsin, Appalachian State plus 9 versus Miami, NC State minus 2.5 versus Mississippi State, Texas State plus 1.5 versus FIU, Georgia State plus 26 versus UNC, Kentucky minus 5 versus Missouri, Washington plus 7 versus Michigan, San Diego State plus 2 versus Arizona, Utah minus 7 versus BYU, USC minus 17 versus Stanford, and finally Oregon State minus 11 versus Hawaii. So I just rattled off like, what, 25 games there it is?
Yeah.
Will I be betting all of those at some point over the weekend? Possibly. But those aren't official picks. Those are just games I kind of have my eyes on that I'm leading one way or the other as of right now. But there's our college football wrap up. Diz, let's talk about the game tonight, week one NFL football. We got the Dallas Cowboys at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. When I saw this, when I was making this earlier, it was at minus 8.5. It is now up to minus 9.5 for the Buccaneers. In case you have been living under a rock for the past year, the Buccaneers did win the Super Bowl last year, and they also returned all of their starters from that Super Bowl team. And of course, the Cowboys are looking to bounce back after losing their star quarterback Dak Prescott last year due to an injury. And Diz, I got some interesting stats here for you. So Dallas has lost two of the last three times they played their openers, both of those being on the road. And then the reigning Super Bowl champs have won 6 of the last 7 openers. So, Diz, my question for you is, with the Cowboys' best offensive lineman out with COVID, is there any possibility or thought that the Cowboys could cover the spread?
So, I do not think this will be close. I'm a little sus by 9.5.
Yeah, yeah.
I got the Bucs at -7 like a week ago.
Correct.
So I took this way early. I took this way before the public got on board. I think any team can cover 9.5 points, but the Buccaneers, I think, are the best team in the NFL. They returned all their guys. They returned all their coaches. That just doesn't happen. Dallas, we don't even know, like, I don't know. Dallas is always a question mark, and I think Tampa's one of the few teams that we know for sure is going to do really well this year. So I'm staying away at this point with the line at 9.5, but I got the Bucs at -7, which, you know, if I'm taking a favorite by more than 3 points, they gotta be pretty damn good.
That's right. Certified cover boy even likes a favorite here. Yep. And I agree. If Zach Martin, their best offensive lineman, was playing for the Cowboys, I would look and consider taking them. But you have a quarterback who's coming off a gruesome injury. It's his first game back, and he's down already one of his best offensive linemen. I don't know that their defense can contain the Buccaneers whatsoever. I think that's going to be a high-scoring game, and I think it's one where the Bucs could win by 2 touchdowns at least.
Yep.
All right. Let's review our best bets from Monday. Diz, how'd you do?
0-1.
Okay, that's unfortunate.
No comments. No further comments at this time.
All right, we won't question, we won't ask, but your boy here went 3-0 on Monday. I am all the way back. And in the best bets competition so far in September, Diz, I am up 0.49 units, and you are down 2.09 units.
I've seen bigger deficits before, and I've came all the way back, so I'm not even worried about it.
Not even phased, man. You just need a TA7 homer to get you back in it.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's probably not going to happen. And I probably will not bet on baseball ever again. But you never know. Maybe I'll go for it again. Maybe I'll swing for the fences.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Thanks, bub.
All right, let's get into our best bets tonight then, Diz. I have 2 in the MLB, and of course I have 1 for football. In the MLB, I'm going Cleveland baseball team, first 5 minus half a run versus the Minnesota Twins. Both teams are... Dobnak, D-O-B-N-A-K, is going for the Twins. He has a 7.64 ERA with a 6.93 expected and a 6.43 ERA without spider tech. Cal Quantrill is going for the Indians. 3.15 ERA with a 4.16 expected and a 3.38 ERA without spider tech. Twins are 15th best hitting team against righties. Indians are 13th. Easy money here. Give me Indians first 5 minus half a run.
Lock.
Now this next one, Diz. This is a bold one. I'm going Mets Marlins first 5 under 4.5. Now this hit for me last night, and I had them under 3.5. But this one is a bold one. So if you bet on Jesus Luzardo, you are playing with fire. Now this reminds me heavily of the Matt Harvey bet I had a few months ago, Diz. You remember me riding the Dark Knight,
and of course.
Everyone was thinking I was crazy, and I rode with him and everything.
Of course.
Well, this is a similar situation. So, like I said, lefty Jesus Luzardo is pitching for the Marlins. 7.00 ERA with a 5.53 expected and a 7.15 ERA without spider tack. And I'm going with the under here. Well, if you remember, Diz, two games ago, it was on a Sunday, same pitcher was going up against the Reds, and he went 6 and gave up 0 earned runs. Last game, he went 5 2/3 and gave up 3. So he's been better than late. He's not pitching like a 7 ERA of late. Righty Marcus Stroman is going for the Mets. He has a 2.93 ERA with a 4.31 expected and a 3.63 ERA without spider tack. Now, the offenses is where I figured out this bet may be the play. So Marlins are 25th in the league in hitting righties. The Mets are dead last in the league in hitting left-handed pitching. So I'm saying the pitching is going to be better than the terrible offenses. They're playing in Miami, which is the home of the unders. I would go with the Marlins first five, but they weren't getting plus a half a run. And so I just couldn't trust the Marlins offense to score even one run here. So I'm going with the first five under 4.5 here. All right, Diz. And then I'm wrapping up with an NFL bet for tonight. I'm with you. I actually jumped on this earlier in the week. I got Tampa Bay -7.5 versus the Cowboys. So I jumped on it earlier. It's obviously moved a whole 2 points in Tampa Bay's favor. But I think this is just too tall of a task for the Cowboys without their best offensive linemen. Again, this is like Alabama last week. Don't overthink this. Don't try to get cute with it. Take the Bucs -7.5 or even -9.5 if you're feeling crazy right now.
That was going to be my question, is can I take Bucs -7 as my best bet of the day, even though I got it at a better line?
Absolutely. If that's what you want, especially with the NFL. NFL line moves more frequently than the MLB or anything else does. So whatever you got it at, that's fine with me.
Hell yeah. So that's my first one.
You got Tampa Bay -7?
Tampa Bay -7, lock of the year. And then I got to shout out my boy Matty Ice. He threw it in the chalkboard app. A six leg same game parlay, which I'm all about. Mm-hmm. Bunch of alternate spreads, alternate covers. He's got Tampa Bay money line, which if that one loses, I lose anyways. Keep it moving. That one's a lock. Then you got over 249.5 for Dak Prescott passing yards. Dallas is going to be behind the whole game. This happened all last year when Dak was healthy. He would throw for like 500 yards because they had to. Tom Brady over 249.5. This one I was a little sus about, but I think it's going to happen. Cowboys over half for a total touchdowns. So they just got to score one touchdown, which I think will happen. Especially if it's a blowout, they'll get one late in damage time. Over 1.5 for Buccaneers total touchdowns. That's a lock as well. And then an alternate over 42.5 for total points. Lock it up. That's cash money. Six legs. I got it at plus 140. That could be incorrect. That's what I'm remembering off the top of my dome. But yeah, I got the Tampa, the Bucks -7, and then that six legger. So two best bets, seven total things that have to hit, but I'm confident.
Love it. Absolutely love it. So with that being said, Diz, I have for you my Hail Mary same game parlay of the day for this game. Now, with this one, Diz, I did put in $25 because I had a $25 risk-free bet on FanDuel for the same game parlay, right?
Yes, sir.
If this hits tonight, your boy wins $6,428.71.
Sheesh.
A lot of people with risk-free bets like to play it conservative. I play it conservative when I get that money back from the risk-free bet. So the in-store credit, that's when I play conservative. If I have a risk-free bet right here, I'm basically got nothing to lose. So I'm going deep here, all right? So for this game tonight, Diz, I got Dak Prescott over 13.5 rushing yards. Ezekiel Elliott, first touchdown scorer.
Oh, God.
Antonio Brown, anytime touchdown scorer.
Oh, God.
Bucks -8.5, because that's where I got it at this morning.
Okay.
And then over 51.5 points.
That's lots riding on Antonio Brown there, bub.
I think more is riding on Zeke scoring the first touchdown of the game.
I think that's more likely than Antonio Brown scoring.
People are saying that Antonio Brown is looking like himself from 4 to 5 years ago when he was the star on Pittsburgh. And I don't even know if Godwin's playing. He was kind of banged up.
What is the odds on each of those? Because I find that hard to believe.
You can't tell when you're looking at...
Okay.
But I can tell you what like the total odds I got on the whole parlay if you'd like.
Well, you already said it, didn't you?
Well, I said like the what I win for $25, but it's not the simple like $1 to win whatever. So the total odds on that parlay is plus 25,614.
Jeez.
Yeah. The thing that sucks is Ezekiel Elliott being the first touchdown scorer, it could end it right away, right? That's the one thing. But I think I got Zeke at like plus 800 to be the first touchdown scorer.
But what's dope about that is if he is the first touchdown scorer, then the rest of the game is electric because all the other ones are possible later in the game. So you're dialed in.
Yep. Yep. And
if that doesn't hit, then you know you lost right away and you don't have to like care too much.
That is fair. And for the record, there's no way I'm staying up and watching this whole game.
Boo.
Hey, it is what it is, but
dude, it'll end at like midnight, bro.
Yeah, I worked till midnight last night.
That's cap.
No, it's legit. After softball, I came home and I worked till midnight.
That's cap.
Okay. There's no pleasing you. Anyways, you have anything you need to get off your chest before we call it a day?
Teaser season. I'm hitting the pod hard with so many teasers on Saturday, so just be ready for that. If you don't like teasers, then don't listen.
Wow. I disagree. If you don't like teasers, please still listen. No, please nope. Share with everyone.
No.
Diz is a hater. He doesn't even have a Twitter account. Don't even, ignore him. We would love for you all to listen and download the episodes. But thank you all for listening. Remember to check us out on Twitter and Instagram at SportsBetByDumb. And there's some things that are up in the air about when our next episode is. It might come out tomorrow. It might come out Saturday morning. It might come out Saturday night from IU's Memorial Stadium. So the next podcast, we will get it out. It'll be all about the NFL. But just kind of keep your eyes peeled for when that drops and all that good stuff.
Hell yeah.
Enjoy football being officially back tonight. Just enjoy the crap out of it. And just enjoy your weekend. It's going to be a nice one. But thank you all for joining us, and we will see you sometime either Friday or Saturday.